Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. During this hour, I'll be having on Emmanuel Eiter, who's a famous French spiritual Hollywood film director. He's produced a series of beautiful spiritual films, and then followed by Michiko Hayashi in Tokyo with the Immortal Peace Project, and a wonderful healer named Carrie Clancy from Australia and Bali. Emmanuel right now, I'm told, is flying from Las Vegas to Los Angeles, and I think he's in the air. So what we'll do, instead of bringing him on first, we'll bring on Michiko first, followed by Carrie Clancy, and then bring on Emmanuel toward the end of the hour. I wanted to say, on my new book, Messages from the Masters, I'm running a special now for $20. Be happy to send you the book along with a brief reading. And for those of you, I've had a big demand for the book, and I'm looking for translators in Japanese, Spanish, and in German to translate the book into those languages. And if you are available, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I want to tell everyone again that I'll be on a beautiful Ascension call tomorrow with some wonderful psychics and light workers. This will start on Saturday, December 29th, beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern Time or 3 p.m. Pacific Time here in the Western United States. The number to call is area code 641-715-0632. That's 641-715-0632. And the access code is 554387 hashtag. Again, that's 554387 hashtag. The people on the call will be myself, Michiko Hayashi, who's going to join us here in a few minutes, Linda Jane Salina from Australia, Peter Sterling from Sedona, Arizona, and Sarah Adams from Mount Shasta. Jared Rand, wonderful meditator, will join us, as well as Mike Alford from Canada, and Zora and Zorea. And I hope you can all join us on this beautiful call. With that, I'd like to bring on Michiko Hayashi. She'll be first today, and then later on, we'll bring on Emmanuel Eiter and Carrie Clancy. Michiko, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Hi, Ted. Thank you so much for having me here.
Well, it sounds
I'm so excited.
Well, it sounds like you're right next door. My goodness, this is a good connection.
Well, it seems like I'm in the studio.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. Well, tell us a little bit about your work, and your website is www.emotopeaceproject.net. And what kind of work?
Emoto is spelled
Emoto peaceproject.net.
Thank you.
Great. Tell us what kind of work do you do around the world?
Okay, what I do is I try to educate or share the message from water that Dr. Emoto discovered, that water responds to. We human beings are 70% water, just like this surface of this planet Earth. And water is deeply connected with our consciousness and everything we see, everything we say, everything all around us. And our very interestingly or very importantly, what we think, what we say, what we do are really vibration. So that creates our own reality, and that's what water is showing through water crystals. Mm-hmm. And the book that I am distributing, well, that was at the beginning, that was Dr. Emoto's work, life's work, and he made the children's book called The Message from Water. And in that children's book, it shows many different water crystals and what they are, how water is responding to the different words and music and pictures, and so that children will learn how important will learn about the truth of water and how important it is for us to be positive and kind and use positive and kind words so that we will be kind and positive, and our life will be so, and our environment, because we are energy beings. So what we think, what we say, attracts our reality, and it changes the environment accordingly. So children will learn that from that children's book, the message from water, and the most beautiful energy that we can have is loving gratitude. And loving gratitude can change the whole world instantaneously and beautifully because it has the most beautiful energy.
Could I mention an example to you?
Mm-hmm.
Or ask you about it? Back in 1999, Dr. Moto did an experiment with radioactive water from one of the reactors in Japan, and mm-hmm. he put these beautiful love and gratitude water crystals on the bottle of radioactive water and wrote the words love and gratitude. And within 48 hours, Michi, from what I read on the internet, and I know you know this experiment, all the radiation was gone. Isn't that amazing?
It's the water restored, yes. Mm-hmm. At the molecular level, it started to restore and the structure started to change, responding to love and gratitude.
Sure.
So that's how powerful love and gratitude is, and
right.
how powerfully we can change the whole world.
Mm-hmm. Now,
and collectively,
now
the energy amplifies.
Well, your books, your beautiful little children's books called Message mm-hmm. from Water. They teach little kids about love and gratitude. Tell us how that works.
When children all around the world in the different places learn about love and gratitude, and then they will want to live feeling or saying I love you and thank you to everything and to mm-hmm. themselves also, mm-hmm. then their surrounding will change and they will want to live in harmony with nature, with people, and with everything.
Mm-hmm.
And their place will be peaceful and in harmonious place. Mm-hmm. And then all just imagine all these children being all around the world. The mm-hmm. world, the earth itself, will be a peaceful and harmonious place. So that's the value of this book, the Emoto Peace Project.
Beautiful.
And the value of this children's book. I think it's
beautiful,
too.
Beautiful. Well, let me ask you this. Now, you'll be giving a series of lectures. I'm going to bring on Carrie Clancy here soon. But you'll be going to Indonesia, Bali, which is, I've never been there, but I've heard it's a beautiful place, on January 21st, 22nd, and 23rd next month.
Right. 21st is the night. It's called movie night. And
okay.
it's, this is not with Carrie Clancy. It's mm-hmm. mine, and mm-hmm. I will be showing the movie, Dr. Moto's documentary movie, The Message from Water.
Mm-hmm.
And in this documentary movie, Dr. Moto will be talking about how he came up with taking this water crystals and why he started to do this research on water
mm-hmm.
and he will be showing how to take water crystals and how water forms crystals reacting to different words and music and prayers and love and gratitude and all different vibrations.
Wonderful, wonderful.
So,
and for those of you in the United States or close to the U.S. and Canada, you'll be coming as well to my Galactic Wisdom Conference on April
mm-hmm.
12th, 13th, and 14th.
Mm-hmm.
And 15th mm-hmm. and 16th, so that'll be in Olympia, Washington. And if we get the right flights for you, you probably will be here on March 9th as well, because I'll be having another healing fair down in Olympia
mm-hmm.
as well. So
sure,
so,
so sure, I plan to be there.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Mm-hmm. You see, like everything is energy. We are energy beings.
True.
So the more people who learn about this love and gratitude and message from water,
mm-hmm.
because message from water is showing that we are really energy beings. Everything is vibration, hado.
Right. Right.
And we will learn really what we say, what we think, what we do creates our own reality, our own beautiful energy if we are positive, we do things right.
Well, this leads me to my next question. Mm-hmm. Could you explain what is hado and what are hado machines and how can you use those?
Okay. Hado means vibration.
Okay.
And vibration is energy.
Okay.
And it's also karma.
Hmm.
So what we say, if we think positive and kind, that's the energy we're emitting. Mm-hmm. So it will come back to us. If we want, when I'm at your conference, well, wherever I go, I bring my tuning forks, mm-hmm. the ones that Dr. Emoto used to carry everywhere.
Right.
And he was showing using these tuning forks, and I'm using the same tuning forks to show that everything is vibration and how we can resonate with what we think, what we say, what we do, because if I hit 528 hertz, which is love vibration, mm-hmm. and if I want love in myself, I need to hit this 528 hertz, not 530 or 540.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people say, I want love, but they're saying something that is not related to love, or they're doing something that is not related to love. They're doing something that is different from love. So because it's energy, they are bringing something that is not related to love, because they're not doing or saying or thinking that is related to what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes total total sense. Yeah,
that's vibration, that's energy, and that's karma. And that always when we the vibration huddle is when we throw a stone into a pond, and then that makes the waves, and when the wave hits to the edge of the pond, it comes back to the center where we threw the stone. So that's the vibration wave. It comes back to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so the vibration, when we learn the vibration, we will learn the resonance. We always have to resonate. When we are in the resonance, then we create the best vibration.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, I know that you have Hado machines, and Dr. Emoto mm-hmm. successfully used these Hado machines or vibrational machines for like about 10,000 people, which is just amazing, until he passed away in 2014. But mm-hmm. he would take someone, for example, who was depressed or had another condition, spiritual or physical condition, and he would mm-hmm. program water to change the person's vibrations so they'd be better. Is that
right?
Is that right? Tell us a little bit about how that works.
Okay. Well, see, just because we are vibration, everything is vibration. Well, so if we emotions are vibration, and if the emotions are negative, like the liver has the same vibrational frequency as anger.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if we are in resonance in a positive way, happy and in this best state, then we won't have any problem. But if we keep being negative and angry all the time, then the negative vibration of this anger and liver resonates in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
So it affects our angry emotions affect liver. And so what he did, what Dr. Emoto, well, that was something that Dr. Emoto discovered using healing all these people. So what mm-hmm. he did was he scanned everyone's emotional level or a vibration to discover the root cause of the problems that patients had. And then made water to cancel out all these negative information that they had, mm-hmm. that they have, mm-hmm. the patients have, and have the patient drink that personal water, customized water,
and
structured water.
And you
then,
they
start healing.
I have to tell you, it works. I've done it myself.
Okay, thank you.
It works. And you know, the thing about water, when you look at, most people look at like a glass of water, they think, oh, mm-hmm. all water's the same, but it's not the same. And
mm-hmm.
that was one of the things behind Dr. Emoto's research. Yeah,
every single water is different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Even though it looks the same from outside,
sure.
But the water structure is different.
Mm-hmm.
The molecule structure is different, So that really heals people. It just helps people right. if we create the right water.
Well, I want you, if you don't mind, explain. Mm-hmm. I remember you were at my Glass Galactic Wisdom Conference here in March in Olympia, Washington. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. there was a lady, nice lady, who came up, and she had not had any contact with her daughter for like 25 or 30 years. And she was getting on in life, and she kind of missed her daughter and wanted mm-hmm. to talk to her again. Do you remember that case? Could you explain a little bit about what happened?
Yeah, I think that time Yoshi was there, and right. he made the water for this woman. Mm-hmm. And see, that's what water can do. And sometimes if the problem is really severe, then we keep making water for such a person.
Sure.
But sometimes it can just heal the person instantaneously the next day.
Right.
It's really amazing. And that person who had the problem with her daughter
right.
Started to drink her own structured water, personalized water.
Mm-hmm.
And then next day she had the phone call from her daughter.
From her daughter. First time then, she talked to her in about yeah. 25 or 30 mm-hmm. years.
So yeah. that water resonated with her right. instantaneously and worked.
Right.
And that happens many times.
Well,
it happens.
For people interested in meeting Michiko and maybe doing a Hado session with water, just send me an email and I'd be happy to arrange it for you. My email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. She'll be here on March 9th, 2019, and again for my Galactic Wisdom Conference on April 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th and 16th, 2019. I agree with you that all what Dr. Moto used to say, didn't he say, Michiko, that everything is vibration or Hado? Is that right?
Everything is Hado. Okay. Everything okay. Hado means vibration.
Sure.
Everything is vibration. What our eyes can see is only limited to like only maybe 5% of right. what exists in this
right.
world.
Right.
And what we can hear with our ears is only like 15 hertz to 50,000. No, I'm sorry. 20 hertz to 20,000 hertz.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But dolphins can hear up to 150,000 hertz.
Mm-hmm.
So that really shows that what we hear, what humans' ear can hear, is only limited to small, tiny little bit of the sound that exists on this earth.
Sure.
And everything, like sound is a pure vibration.
Well, one thing too I want to tell everyone, of course, I've talked about this on my radio show before, is the rising frequencies on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
The frequency of planet Earth was 7.8 hertz, and it was that way for thousands of years, up until September 2016, when it doubled to 13.8, and since that time it's gone way up. As of October 27th, about 2 months ago, the frequency of planet Earth was 422 hertz. And this brings me to the next thing. The frequency of love, is they've actually, scientists have measured it. It's 528 hertz. And Mitchie, you have a tuning fork there, don't you?
That's... Yes, I want to do that later.
Okay.
Before that, can I say something?
Sure, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I want the year 2019 is very important because we have a Chinese calendar. We use the Chinese calendar also, 12-year cycle
mm-hmm.
calendar. And next year is a year of wild boar. That's kind of a pig. Wild mm-hmm. boar. It's
right.
the year of I'm wild boar, so that's my year next year.
Oh, okay.
and that's the year that it's a very important year because it finishes the whole cycle of 12-year cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so I want to make the year next year the year of love and gratitude.
Beautiful.
So that the whole earth will be covered with love and gratitude. And the next cycle will start to get in with a beautiful energy.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well,
yeah,
you're having an event with Carrie Clancy, and maybe
mm-hmm.
I want to give some time to my producer to bring her on if we can.
Eric, I hope she's ready to be on.
Yeah, I'll give Eric a few minutes.
And
yeah, you can
yes.
bring her on.
And
That'd
one more
great.
Important thing is, mm-hmm. at the very end of the day before the New Year's, here in Japan, we have a lot of TV programs of like fighting or martial arts, more like fighting. And people really competition also programs, and people really watch it, but it's really not good because when we watch that kind of fighting or competing programs and finishes that day and go into the next year, the first day, first moment of the year with the fighting and competing energy, then the whole world will be wrapped with that competing and fighting energy. So the important thing is for us to be calm and in serenity at the end of 2018 so that the year 2019 will go in with calmness and serenity and peace.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. If you don't mind, Michi, could you play your tuning fork now and we'll play it again at the end of the hour?
Okay.
This is the 528 tuning fork. It's actually the frequency of love. And as of 2 months ago, as I mentioned, the frequency of planet Earth was at 422 hertz. So we're getting close. We're getting close.
Oh, good. Well, yeah. I'm glad to hear that. Okay,
yeah.
Ready?
Yeah, go right ahead.
How's that?
Oh, that's beautiful. That is so beautiful.
And so
that's,
beautiful.
And that's the frequency of love. 528 hertz is the frequency of love. I just tried to look up the current human residence for planet Earth, and it's amazing. They can't really find it. I know Russian scientists measure it all the time, and that was the site that I found back in October. But I know it's gone up since then, and it keeps going up. And the funny thing is, as that frequency keeps rising, our days, actually, our perception of time changes as well, and we lose time actually every day and every month, every week. We're losing time here on the planet.
So, very interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
So it goes faster and faster.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we just tried to reach Carrie Clancy. She's I'm not sure whether she's in Australia or Bali right now, but we couldn't reach her. But I hope we can reach her soon. For those of you interested in going to this wonderful event in Bali, if you are in the area, the website is www.theyogabarn.com/events. And there's all the information. Bali is a beautiful place. I've never been there, but I've heard wonderful things about it. And we'll also be trying to reach Emmanuel Eiter here. He's been traveling today from Las Vegas to Los Angeles, so hopefully we can get Emmanuel on to talk about some of his wonderful films too. Tell me this, Michiko, tell us about some stories about how people have been helped by your Hado technique.
Hado technique.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, before that, could I just talk about this 2-day healing workshop?
Sure,
with
Carrie.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
She will be Yeah, if she can be on, then she will talk about what she does. She does a beautiful the healing workshop, and it's called our 2-day healing joint workshop is called Water Consciousness and Sacred Heart. And what we do, that's going to be held on the 22nd of January and 23rd at the Yoga Barn in Bali, and we will start it. The program is between 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. that lasts 6 hours. And I will be showing how powerful energy beings we are through active consciousness and how it affects our own soul and heart and our own beings and how we can create our reality being positive and kind with our own thoughts. Going deep into ourselves and seeing water crystals. And that's something that I do, and Carrie will be doing the healing and reaching the heart chakra. So that's the first day. And the second day, mm-hmm. we will be going to the beach and do the water ceremony and the healing workshop at the beach with water.
Mm, beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
So that's and we will be having on the second day, we will be having lunch together mm-hmm. at the beach and all that. So it'll be fun.
Now,
we will be using like sound Tibetan. Carrie will be using her Tibetan sound balls, and I will be mm-hmm. using these 28 hertz tuning fork.
Wonderful! Wow, what a beautiful mm-hmm. experience. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It'll be really nice. So I hope many people will come.
Yeah. Well, I looked at the website, and it's not very expensive. It's very affordable, and I hope people can come. I also want to, if you wouldn't mind taking a few minutes, and I think people would enjoy hearing from you, Michiko, about how the HADO treatments have helped people. If you could give us some examples, would be good.
All right. What we do, okay, how we can do, we can help not only people, but we can heal, we can help pets also, because everything is vibration. When pet is having any problem, then we can scan. We can scan the pet's energy using their photographs, or if they can bring their pets to me, then I can measure their energy and find out the problem and make the water also. And people who are not there. With us, we can do the remote consultation also using the photographs.
Mm.
And we can also help plant and negative energy of the house using the water by scanning, and also enhance the energy or for the success of the project or the corporations. And by scanning or measuring their company logos or picture of their company buildings and names, and we can make the money like abundance or success water for the company or for people, money abundance.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing. Because everything is vibration. When people don't have, when people need more money, what we mm-hmm. need to do is to just to release the blockage that we have.
Beautiful.
Some people say, I just don't have enough money. Always, I don't have the good luck with money. Mm-hmm. The reason why is because people just think that they don't have money. When
right.
they want money, what they can do is the best way to do is to resonate with abundance of money.
Wow, what a concept.
See, what they
That's great.
What they do is everything is in the subconsciousness.
Wow, that's
amazing.
That's why
it's when people heal, we heal people, then they are healed for the moment sometimes.
Oh,
but when they have the strong energy in the subconscious mind, then we have to keep doing that. It's like an onion.
Mm-hmm.
We have to keep peeling that.
Wow.
Then finally, that's why we keep making water for that person, because it keeps changing.
Well,
but when with the health and everything, we can do anything with water.
That's amazing. Michiko, you're such a special person, and doing this for people. No, really. I mean, it's just nobody else does it like that for the entire world.
Well, thank you.
But such a special gift you are. I wanted to tell everyone, we finally, Emmanuel is calling now, and I wanted to bring him on. So, Michiko, if you could just hold on, please, then we'll bring you back.
Okay,
I just
sure.
want to bring
okay.
on Emmanuel Eiter. Emmanuel, hi. How are you doing today, my friend?
Yes. Hi. Hello, everyone. This is Emmanuel Eiter.
Oh,
how are you doing?
So good to have you on today. I have a little blurb I wanted to read regarding your background, Emmanuel. You're a wonderful film producer. You've produced a series of films, including The Invocation, narrated by Sharon Stone and starring Desmond Tutu, and also as including the Dalai Lama, Deepak Chopra. You also have a new film called The Cure, where you talk about various cures for various physical and spiritual conditions. And thank you so much for having me in it too, Emmanuel. I really appreciate that. You've been a very successful music and film journalist for many magazines, French TV networks, and various websites for the past 25 years. And Emmanuel, what made you start on this particular spiritual path of doing spiritual media?
Well, I think it's about realizing that the cure, whatever cure you're seeking for, mm-hmm. is one word. Three words, actually. It's we the people. And, you know, I don't believe that you have to project into the universe and hope for the better. No. Mm-hmm. It's all of us healing and saving each other. Mm-hmm. So let's stop putting the blame and the guilt on us failing individually. Mm-hmm. We are failing because we are not collectively helping each other. Mm-hmm. Remember that God is all and all is God. So this is it. The solution is we the people. And until 7 billion people start working together, we would keep having war, misery, falling democracies, and disease. Everybody is a genius, and everybody needs to be put to work and helping each other.
Sure.
So, you know, enough praying, enough meditating, now time for action, it's time to reach out, it's time to connect, and it's time to get to work as one, mm-hmm. into oneness.
Well, Emmanuel, you such wonderful words of wisdom. Last year, you finished a movie called Shamanic Trekker about shamanism in Peru, and also you've also completed other movies, including Making Peace, One Movie at a Time. These films are part of a series called The Ones Collection, Documentaries for a Conscious Humanity. And something very important happened, what was it, last week or this week, Emmanuel, because many of these movies now are available in a digital format, is that right? So they're more widely available?
Yes, I was lucky after years of struggling with distribution, because sadly, other than Gaiam and FM TV, there aren't really any avenues to release these so-called spiritual documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
But finally, I found a distributor called Freestyle Digital Media,
mm-hmm.
and they took a chance. And so as of last week, you can find The Invocation, Femme Women Healing the World, Shamanic Trekker, The Cure, and the last one, We the People, A Re-Evolution of Economics and Politics, all over the internet, starting with iTunes, Amazon, Voodoo, Xbox, and on and on. It's also on in demand in some cable networks. So I'm very pleased, you know, and the way to find them is you tap the title, and my name, Emmanuel Etier, or Sharon Stone, who is one of our key producers, mm-hmm. and she's in all the movies and sometimes as a narrator.
Mm-hmm.
And if you cannot find them, just reach out to me, Emmanuel Etier, Etier. Just Google me, and you will get to my website. I'm all over the net, so very easy to be contacted. I'm on Facebook under my name. So,
wonderful.
And by the way, each of the movie has their own Facebook page as well.
Oh.
So yeah, it's a blessing then to have this hard work. You know, 10 years of filming around the world and mm-hmm. spreading peace and love, one movie at a time, as you said, and finally. It's out all over the digital world in the USA and Canada, only for now, but we're working on the rest of the world.
Wonderful, wonderful. And for those of you who are coming to my Galactic Wisdom Conference up here on April 12th, 13th, and 14th, Emmanuel will be coming up and we'll be showing his movies as well at the conference. So for those of you who'd like to...
Absolutely. I can't wait. I can't wait to... share these movies with you, since you are in The Cure and you were graceful enough to join us. So yeah, it's going to be a great experience, and it's always a pleasure to meet people and, you know, answer their questions and their worries. And mm-hmm. you know, I always tell them, it's again, it's about putting your thoughts into action. Stop projecting your thoughts into the universe. It doesn't do any good. You have to connect one-on-one. You have to exchange ID one-on-one.
That's right.
And physically understand that what goes around comes around. So we need to all get to work. And we can't wait to be saved by some mystic forces that doesn't exist. You know, it's enough telling fables to people and the time to put everybody to work.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I know you knew Dr. Emoto, and I have actually I'm interviewing Michiko Hayashi. Michiko, are you there? We'll get to
yeah, him. I'm here.
Okay,
hi Emmanuel.
Hello, my dear.
Hey, it's so good to hear you.
Happy pre-New Year. Are we going to see you in April? Are you coming as well to that conference?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. She'll be there.
Certainly. Mm-hmm. Yes, so I will see you again.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a great time.
You know, what I really like is that you're always focusing on peace on earth and saying that we are really one. And I just I try to keep saying that to you because people are really disconnected from each other. We are really connected energetically with everyone, with this earth too. And we just have to know that we are one because we're part of this one huge entity called the universe.
Absolutely. So, and quantum physics really confirms that. That's where a big assemble of molecules intertwine, visible and invisible.
So
and
that's so why happy.
Whatever you say, whatever you do has an impact on everybody else. So you have to be careful.
Exactly.
That's right.
Be very responsible and very careful about what you think and what you do.
That's right. Because we all have the spark of the supreme being or the prime creator within all of us. So if you heard
We are it. Not a he or a she. A it. We are the it, and the it is us.
Yeah, so. That's right.
Right.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right, Emmanuel. Well, Emmanuel, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. We've got extra time. I'd love to have you say some. You have some fantastic films. My goodness. Are there?
Well, the most important, on top of what we said, you know, and when I say let's put everybody to work, I go further and I invite, especially in the time of lack of leadership or wrong leadership, and I'm not blaming only leadership here in this country, but in France, everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, more than ever, it's an example that you have to run for office. And your office doesn't need to be the presidency, but your office starts with your school, with your church, with your social club. Again, really run for office, meaning get involved. You know, just refuse to be asleep in front of the TV or your computer. Just get out and seek oneness, indeed, because we are so intertwined and so interconnected. And the reason we are failing and falling apart is because we, for some reason, have been programmed to think we are an island and we are it when we're not. Together we are it.
Right.
Alone we are just a simple idiot. So. Like it's really time to reconnect and find what is asleep in us, in each other, the genius that is asleep, wake up that genius and put it into a partnership and collaboration with other genius. And that's exactly what we're doing right now. We're playing a mental ping pong conversation where you're listening to my word. They are going to awaken thoughts in your mind, and then you're going to, again, start talking, and I'm going to listen. And that's what we need to do, you know, speak and listen and keep going.
Right, exactly. And I think once people realize we are all one, that'll be we won't have any more conflicts in the world and no more wars because it'll be a thing of the past.
Absolutely, it's obsolete. You know, it's the worst business deal of war. I mean, they kill consumers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a short gain and a long time pain. So why are we still involved in the weapon and war industry other than to make a quick buck? That's stupid. But again, you know, again, bad leadership, people will think the old way, the old model, you know, of conquering, taking, killing, that doesn't work. That destroys everything. It's stupid.
Well, I think...
You know, but as we see, we don't have many intelligent people leading us right now.
Right.
That's why more than ever we have to run for office, all of us. You know, I was in New York last week, and I had a great conversation with Maryam Williamson. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows Maryam Williamson, and she's going to try to run for the president of the USA in 2020. And so that's an example. And actually, it would be great if we have more and more spiritual people. You know, the Deepak Chopra, Michael Beckwith, Sandra Ingerman, Maryam Williamson of this world, getting involved in politics and economics. Because remember, politics and economics are words that are scaring people, like religion is, but it's because these are words that are not understood. Politics means for the people, and economics means the management of the household, of the resources. So these are very organic, very friendly words that we need to embrace and that we need to rediscover and reapply.
Emmanuel, I couldn't agree with you more. Actually, let me ask you this. How can my listening audience help you with your films? Like, can they donate?
All you can help is watch it on iTunes or Amazon.
Okay.
And then hopefully some of these amazing speakers we have, from Ted Ma to Deepak Chopra, Michael Beckwith, and so many others, Vandana Shiva, Nobel Peace Laureate like Mary Maguire and Tower Cole Kalman, and Jean Houston and Barbara Marxabird. I think once you're going to listen and watch all of these amazing voices in our movies, it's going to trigger and awaken something in you. And hopefully there will be this urge to get involved and seek partnership and collaboration and keep creating greatness.
Yeah.
Because if we focus and we look at the huge planet that we are, there are more greatness and goodness than badness and destruction. You know, the medias and our leaders are trying to intoxicate us with negativity and death. But this is a minor problem, you know. The big problem we have is that we, the peacemakers, are not united enough and are saying that's enough. We shouldn't pay attention to all these little voices of tumult and distraction. Let's focus on us, building more life and life and life. And so I'm sure it's going to happen eventually, as long as all of us, whether it's with a TV show or movies, are saying it, or conferences, and bringing forth peace and love.
Well, I couldn't agree more, Emmanuel, and I urge everyone to look at his films. Emmanuel's got a golden heart in making this world a better place, and I want to thank you from all of my listeners worldwide for your beautiful work to try to raise consciousness and make this planet a better place, Emmanuel. I really mean that.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everyone. Much love and much peace and blessings to everybody for a rocking 2019. It's going to be great because we're going to make it great.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely, Emmanuel. Well, my friend, Happy New Year to you and your beautiful family. And thank you so much again for coming on my show today. I really appreciate it. And Mitchie, I'm so glad. Please hang on.
Okay, bye, Emmanuel.
Bye-bye, my
dear. Happy New Year to you and your sweet family. Love you all.
Thank you. Love you all.
Okay, peace on earth. Bye.
All right. Take care, Emmanuel. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
my friend. Bye-bye. That was Emmanuel Itier from Hollywood. He's produced so many wonderful spiritual films. And if you get a chance on Amazon or iTunes, they're just now on those digital formats, so it makes it very easy to watch. So I hope you can watch all of his films. We're still trying to get a hold of Kerry Clancy in Australia, but if not, that's fine. Michiko, tell us a little bit. Tell us a little bit about the seminars you'll be having again. I know that.
Okay. Thank you. The first day will be January 21st. That's called Movie Night at the Yoga Barn.
Okay.
And I will be showing Dr. Moto's documentary movie, The Message from Water. And it's going to start with dinner at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And at 7:30, I will start showing the movie. And it will finish at probably about a little after. It's not a long documentary movie, about 40 minutes. And in that movie, Dr. Emoto will be showing and talking about how he came up with the idea of this water crystal research and what he discovered through the water crystals and all that, and about vibration. It's just so beautiful, and you cannot really watch it in anywhere else but at the Yoga Barn, because I will be bringing this movie with me to show at that place.
Wonderful.
So it's a life-changing film. So I would like everyone, many people, to come. And on the next day, on the 22nd, of January and 23rd of January, my friend Kerry Clancy, who lives in Australia, will be coming to Bali. She does a lot of workshops in Bali, and at a yoga barn. Mm-hmm. And I will be giving the healing workshop with her for 2 days, and it's called Water Consciousness and mm-hmm. Sacred Heart. Mm-hmm. So, and there, people will learn how to heal our body through active consciousness and using Dr. Emoto's water image research, water crystal research, and the power of sacred sound healing. And I will be showing many water crystals so that people will know that we are vibration.
Amazing.
What we think is vibration, even though we cannot see that energy, mm-hmm. that's a vibration. So when we go calm, mm-hmm. we're vibrating at the calm vibration frequency.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you this, Michi. When Dr. Emoto first started his work, what, about 20 or 30 years ago? I know he did it for a long time. How well were his ideas accepted, and are they getting better accepted now?
Right. Okay, when he started doing the research on water and discovered all these water crystals and discovered that water is energy and it has memory and information, carries information through this water crystal mm-hmm. Images, mm-hmm. photographs, mm-hmm. The conventional scientists and physicists kind of ridiculed and said that this is a fraud or false science.
They didn't believe
and they said yeah. they did not believe, and they mm-hmm. said how can water have memory, and they were laughing. But now the new science, the top scientists and who are doing the research on water, including Nobel Prize laureates, are mm-hmm. now have discovered in this past 7-8 years that water does have memory, mm-hmm. and it carries information, and that they can prove that water shows the vibration in the form of crystals.
Fascinating.
That's science, top, the leading science. Not, and it doesn't really, the conventional scientists have not reached to that point yet.
Okay.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay, wonderful. Well, the thing is, too, there's a famous French scientist, a Nobel Prize laureate named Jacques Benveniste. Mm-hmm. Could you tell mm-hmm. us a little bit about his work?
I don't think he's a Nobel Prize laureate, okay. but Jacques Benveniste was the professor, and also he was the medical doctor, and also immunologist.
Hold on, Michi. Okay. Eric's asking me a question here. Okay, I understand. We're going to be bringing on Carrie Clancy. Pardon me to interrupt, Michi, but we're going to be bringing on Carrie Clancy here from Australia. We're going to get a hold of her here in just a second. But Jacques Benveniste was a wonderful professor. He still is, and he had found that water has memory, and
He was banned right after that. He wrote this article on the magazine called Nature.
Okay.
The science magazine.
Sure.
And he was banned from all of his work.
Oh my goodness.
So that's how inconvenient for the pharmaceutical companies and all these medical doctors and whatnot.
Right.
And there's a reason why, you know?
Well, years later, it turned out his research was absolutely correct, and it fits in absolutely what Dr. Emoto was doing too. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to cut you short, Michi, but we're bringing
That's
on.
Fine.
We finally reached Carrie Clancy. I wanted to bring her mm-hmm. on. Carrie, can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, Ted, are you there? Can you hear me? Okay.
We can hear you just fine. That's so good. Where are you?
Right.
Are you in Australia or are you in Bali right now?
I'm actually in Brisbane, Australia. I arrived here late two nights ago. So, yeah, a little bit of jet lag.
Well, that's all right. That's all right. Well, Well, we've got about 8 minutes left, and I'm so happy that you could come on. We've been Michiko's on the line, and we've been talking about your upcoming healing sessions.
Workshops
in Bali on January 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Carrie, go ahead and say hi to Michi, and then tell us a little bit about what kind of work you do and the things you'll be doing in Bali next month.
Okay. Hi, Michi. How are you? We've had a very, very brief conversation this morning.
Exactly. Yeah. Hi, Carrie. How are you? It's so good to have you here.
It's so good that we can connect internationally. Yeah. You're in Japan and I'm in Australia and Ted, you're in America. And thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much for having me on again. This is fabulous. And it's fabulous how we're working together to make the world a better place.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Absolutely.
So wonderful. I'm so excited that we are going to do the joint two-day healing workshop on January 22nd and 23rd between 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. I was kind of briefly explaining what the workshop will be like. And you may want to talk about what kind of workshop you do as part of this Sacred Heart and Water Consciousness workshop.
Yeah, thanks, Michi. I'm so excited for two reasons, because you are coming to Bali to do this workshop with me in Ubud, and secondly, we're doing it together. So excited. So what I teach is a Sacred Heart meditation at the Yoga Barn. So I'll be doing some of that, implementing some of that in our workshop, but going very, very deep into the heart and bringing people into alignment and teaching them how to align with themselves and life purpose and what they're here to do. I mean, it's all about love. And we I know with you and Ted, we share that, about bringing people into a space of love and to make this world a better place. And if we're at peace, the world is at peace. So that's my message that I put out. But I focus on some techniques I use is not just the meditation. I also use sound healing, where I use sound bowls. I use three of them. One is Buddha. One is Green Tara. She holds a frequency of 528 hertz. She's the bigger bowl. And I also have an angelic energy bowl, which plays at a certain frequency that hits angelic energy. Now, how this works with these Tibetan sound bowls is that through playing them and hitting the right sound, where our heart resonates on a cellular level. So those sounds actually open up and connect us to our inner world, and our inner world is connected to universally and it balances out the cells. So for example, if the cells are stressed inside us, that means we're blocked and we're unable to access that place of love and joy. So what the sound balls do is actually stimulate our cells on a cellular level. They're very, very powerful. They can actually change DNA, which is really, really good. But I'll go deeper into that in the workshop, especially about the DNA we can change through meditation as well. So, but what these sound balls actually do is raise the frequency of our cells, which actually then stimulates this tissue and the muscles inside us. It also stimulates our internal organs, so we can go into that place of love quite quickly and feel what it feels like. So we're aiming for feelings of peace and love and joy within. Mm-hmm. And then we move into a place of kindness and forgiveness. And once we're there, we can align. It's like we start speaking to the universe on a love level or a place of peace. And once we do that, we can access who we truly are. Mm-hmm. It's like the homecoming of who we are. Mm-hmm. Because there is so much peace and love flowing to us and through us once we reach that place. Beautiful. It's a little bit like a death experience. So once we reach that place, we're there.
Carrie?
And that's the place where yes, Ted?
Okay, I'm so sorry, my friend. We've only got about 30, 40 seconds left. And I'm so sorry we couldn't get a hold of you earlier, but I'm glad you're able to at least come on for a few minutes and tell us about your beautiful work. The website, again, is www.theyogabarn.com, and you can look at the events there.
And my website is www.kerrythehealer.com.
Okay.
And I also, my book, just quickly, my book is finally finished, Heal to Live. And I go in deep and explain more about the frequency of sound and how it heals the heart.
Okay.
Yep.
Kerry and Michiko, thank you both so much for coming on today. I hope everyone listening today has a beautiful, really beautiful and happy day. We'll talk to you all next year. Thank you so much for coming on, Michiko and Kerry.